Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Tropfen Regen auf mein Kopf. Hink wie ein Deckel, muss es die kleine Fahrt dem Kopf. Geht mir kein Sach mit, wie.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. I'm your host, Judy Gold, and this week I am ranting away. I am ranting, ranting, ranting. I want to wish everyone a very happy and healthy new year. I think we can stop saying happy new year now. I think we're done. Is it going to be a happy new year? Like, I'm wishing everyone a happy new year, but frankly, I am not the happiest person right now with what's going on. So let's just talk a little bit about some good things that happened. First of all, I just want to say it's Happy New Year. It's not Happy New Year's, okay? I fucking hate when people say Happy New Year's, okay? It's not Happy New Year's. It's New Year's Eve, okay? Like apostrophe S, but it's not Happy New Year's. Okay? And I don't understand how people don't know that. Okay? So that's that. Wanted to say that. Really gets on my fucking nerves. And I'm getting on my nerves because I keep saying Happy New Year to people when I see them, and I don't really want to say Happy New Year because it's already 9 days into the year. And yeah, and Trump is I don't understand. I don't understand how that man, not even a man, an evil whatever being, how is he ahead by so much? Like, how is this possible? And I was just did a comedy show, and one of the comedians is like, I hate Biden. I hate Biden. He has dementia. He has Alzheimer's. It's like, he doesn't have Alzheimer's. That is a lie. And, you know, even if I say, and I do say this, you know, people will vote for Trump What I don't understand is even the people who are like, but his policies, like he had any policies, like he didn't just do whatever nasty shit he wanted to do. But here's the things, here's the reasons why I can't fucking believe anyone would vote for him. He is an awful person. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about he is a terrible human being. He is, has no class. He's a bully. He is arrogant. He is a fascist. I mean, this whole thing that's going on in the Middle East, you know, if you think this is not a proxy war for Russia and Iran and China and all these horrible people who are or places or regimes who are evil and hate us, and yet you will vote for the person who wants to be in bed with those people, who loves Putin. He loves dictators. He would not, there was no peaceful transfer of power. It was not a peaceful transfer of power. And you can say all you want that, oh, he transferred power because he's not president. It wasn't peaceful. People died. People died. January 6th was an insurrection. He has already forecasted all the shit he wants to do. And yet people are gung-ho on voting for this guy? Like, I don't get it. I really don't understand it. And that you would want someone like that representing our nation all over the world. He took millions of dollars from foreign entities while he was president, okay? He is a fucking psychotic liar. Like, he is a blatant, just a, he, I can't even think of the word. What's the word where someone lies all the time? The hell is that word? Compulsive. Thank you. I know you're all screaming at me. Compulsive liar. He is a cheater. He has no respect for women. What he did to Roe v. Wade, those fucking justices that he put on the Supreme Court won in 15 minutes. In 15 minutes, when they didn't even give Obama a year, he had a year. They wouldn't confirm anyone or even meet with anyone. This guy puts these not, I mean, she's not qualified, Amy Coney Barrett. And like Neil Gorsuch, whatever, he's like a white, whatever. I don't even know. He's just annoying. And then you have Kavanaugh, which doesn't deserve, he does not deserve to be there. And you have Thomas, who should recuse himself. So now, this is the other thing. This fucking pisses me off, too. All these right-wing Republicans, especially with Roe v. Wade, it should be up to the states. It should be up to the states. Everything should be up to the states. The states. The states. States' rights. States. Okay? So if everything should be up for the up to the states, why are you fighting Colorado and Maine taking you off the ballot? You said states should have rights. You know, you're all for states' rights when it doesn't have to do with you. So hypocrites, just annoying. It's just really annoying. And look, I'm going to say something. Might piss some people off, but what else is new? Here's the deal. Joe Biden has done an amazing job as president, but I would like to see a younger, you can yell at me all you want. The fact that these two, and Joe Biden's a great president, but he seems old. He does. He seems old. And, you know, Trump, if he was debating with, what's his name? Romick fuck a piece of shit. And, you know, Nikki Haley and Chris Christie and Ron DeSantis and, you know, if he was up there with them, he would look old too. He would look old and decrepit. I just, you know, and Chris Christie, God bless him for, you know, speaking the truth about Trump, but you can't lean on the podium the whole time. You know, he just leans there like he's, yes, I'm not a fattest, but he's large. He is obese. And it's not a good look that you're just leaning like that. It seems like, you know, you might have low energy or you're just, it's hard for you to stand up. I don't know. All I know is that I cannot believe that he is fucking running and 30 points ahead. The guy has caused so many problems in this country. He has 90,000 million indictments. He's a terrible person. And you want him, who he's already basically said he'll be a dictator. You are fine with that for 4 years? Like, how are you fine with that? That'll be the end of democracy. I don't agree with anything Liz Cheney says, but she is warning. She's a right-wing Republican who voted for all his stuff, and still, like, come on, people. How is this happening? Like, yeah, Biden is old and he seems old, but he's doing a good job. He has done a lot of great things. He's not perfect, but I mean, you think that Trump is healthier than Biden? Please, I can't. Okay, so that whole thing has been really bothering me. And it's also the beginning of the year, and I keep hearing New Hampshire and Iowa caucus, and I'm getting stressed out. Are you getting stressed out? Because I'm getting stressed out that we now have to deal with that fuckface again. It's driving me crazy. I'm stressed. I am stressed over this election. Hey, everybody. If you know me, you know I love my liquid IV, and I love giving it to people and telling people about it. And it's part of my everyday life. I keep hydrated with liquid IV. I put it in my water bottle. Well, I have this one water bottle that I use only for liquid IV, and I put lots of ice in it and cold water because I like it very cold, and it keeps me hydrated, and it's delicious. So thank you, liquid IV. And I have to tell you, I've now given it to my son's girlfriend because, you know, they go out partying. You know what I'm talking about. And it has helped her immensely with her dehydration, that it's great for those nights where you know you're going to be having a few drinks. It's delicious. It comes in pear, white peach, grape, lemon lime. Also, there's a lemon ginger one that is great that has a little caffeine. I just love liquid IV. And you need to keep hydrated. It's very important. It affects you on so many levels. So do yourself a favor. Keep hydrated in the best way possible. Some people hydrate to live. Some people live to hydrate. I think I live to hydrate. Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. It has 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. And this is true. They have a sugar-free stick. They have Liquid IV sugar-free that Elisa, my lova, loves. I don't use the sugar-free. Whatever. But it's also been great for my traveling because I get very dehydrated on my airplane flights. So please, you've heard me say this multiple times. Go get your liquid IV. You have to keep hydrated. It's very important. So however you hydrate, grab your liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JudyGold at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, J-U-D-Y-G-O-L-D, at liquidiv.com. You're welcome. So something good that happened this week was, so I went to Ben's game. As you all know, regular listeners, Ben plays basketball for Trinity College in Hartford, and he's the captain and the high scorer. And the team is amazing. They're all great. They're such a team. Ben loves them, and he keeps saying, you know, he's locked in. So Sunday, a big article in the Hartford Courant, or Current, depending on how pretentious you are, came out about Ben, and it's about his team, but they did a whole profile on Ben, and it was so exciting to see your son, and I can't, nachas all over the place. They mentioned, wait, let me read a little bit about the, I know the article is, I know this is like a little bit too Jewish mothery, but too fucking bad. Okay. So here's what I want. Oh, wait, let me get it on the screen here. I'm very not prepared. Okay. Ready? So, I mean, I sent it to so many people. It's crazy, but here we go. So they have a picture of him talking to the team, and, oh God, I hate this. When you look something up and it goes to an old text from like 10 years ago, fuck. Okay, here it is. So they have a picture of him, and they have a picture of him with the team, and I subscribe to the Hartford Courant now, or Current, whatever the fuck it's called, because this is the other thing. You cannot read articles without being a subscriber. Like, you know, everything is money, 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 money. And it's really not, you should be able to read some articles. Anyway, so here it is. Oh, it's so exciting. Oh, he's talking to his teammates, and the first line is Ben Callahan Gold. Okay, I am a subscriber. Left his public high school in Manhattan and, following well-meaning advice, went to the AAU and prep school route and found himself playing high-level basketball at Tulane, which is true. And then he transferred. But I can't read that part because it keeps saying that I have to be a subscriber, even though I am a fucking subscriber. This is so annoying. He was living the dream, you might say, but it wasn't necessarily his dream. And it goes on, and he talks about, here's a quote, at that time, it seemed like the best option for basketball and academics. But after my first year, I kind of realized that what Tulane offered was not what I wanted out of my college career. I entered the transfer portal, and I knew I wanted to play in NESCAC. NESCAC is his division three, but there's NESCAC is the Northeast. It's all the Northeastern schools. And it goes on to talk about, you know, his journey. And, I posted it on my socials, but it's, you know, you gotta take a picture of it and then like enlarge it. But it's just, I can't tell you how exciting it is to see your kid in the paper, like a profile of him. So I sent it to everyone in my family. Look, what do you want me to do? I'm really proud. So if you get the Hartford Courant or you subscribe online, please, Dom Amore's Sunday Read. He's in a sports journalist. And there's my baby Ben. So mazel tov, Ben. So exciting. So that was really exciting. And then I did a show last night. So here's what's been happening. As you all know, I am a Zionist. I support, I believe Israel has a right to exist. And I believe Israel has a right to defend itself. And as you all know, no one, you know, I think, you know, we need to free Palestine from Hamas. We need to free Gaza from Hamas. We need to free the world from Hamas. And we are not winning the PR wars, the Israelis. They're not winning. They never have, and Jews never have. It's just frustrating that there is so much misinformation out there, so many falsehoods, and yet so many experts, so many new experts on the Middle East. Mazel tov to all of them. So tonight, last night I did a show with Aaron Berg, Jessica Kearson, and Karen Margolis, three other Jewish comedians, and we did it at Governor's on Long Island. Great club. James owns it. He's fantastic. All the whole staff there is amazing, and I've worked there numerous times. And we advertised the show for, it was a show for Israel, for the Friends FIDF, the Friends of the IDF, which is also getting a bad rap. And we had a great crowd. We had a great crowd. No protesting. But the sad part is that when I was doing set, this was a great show. I knew what the audience was going to be like. Israel, supporters of Israel, and also, you know, a lot of Jewish people. And they were great. And, you know, it's not like we sit there and just do Israel material or Jewish material, but they want to laugh. They need to laugh. We're all really scared. I said to them, are you scared? And we're scared. This anti-Semitism is really scary. It's really scary because it came on so quickly. It was always there. I'm not saying it wasn't always there, but it came on so quickly with October 7th. And, you know, we had maybe 2 days of sympathy and then gone. We're the horrible people. And there's hostages still there. The way the reporting is done, listen, you can't, when numbers come out of Hamas, when Hamas is feeding information to journalists, you cannot trust Hamas. I'm sorry, you can't. They're jihadists. You know, they don't think like we think, Hamas. They want to kill every Jew, and they hate the gays, and they hate all of us. And they put Palestinians in harm's way. They do use them as human targets. There's 36 hospitals in Gaza. Because why? Why, when Gaza is two Washington, D.C.s, according to Thomas Friedman, who wrote a fantastic article. But, you know, it's the size of two Washington, D.C.s. Israel's the size of New Jersey. But there's 36 hospitals there. Why? Because that's where they plant all their bombs. And that's their headquarters of their leaders. So that when Israel bombs the headquarters, they can say they bombed a hospital. And the more innocent Palestinians who die, the better for Hamas. They can say, look at us, we're the victims. You know, it's a terrible situation. And we all want peace. But there's still hostages there. And we have to keep fighting. And it's depressing. You know, we all, I think most Jews are feeling, you know, not just anger and frustration, but sadness for all of the hate. So we're doing the show tonight, and it was a great crowd, but we had advertised, anytime there was an ad, you know, put on Instagram, or we posted about this upcoming show, which is what we do for all our shows, the amount of anti-Semitism, anti-Semitic remarks, horrible things people say about Jews and me because I'm a Jew. It's really, it's upsetting. It's to be expected. But it's not okay. It's not okay to feel like this. We were talking about tonight, not, you know, most, there was an Israeli woman there who works for Channel 12 News, which is a big news or channel. Sorry, I don't know what that noise was. Oh, it's the garbage can. A big news channel in Israel. And she's afraid to wear her Star of David in the United States. I've heard from multiple people, Israelis, saying they don't feel safe here in the United States. That is sad. That is sad. There was, I don't know if you heard about the basketball game. There was a woman's, well, I would say girls basketball game. It was between, let me get the information up for you. It's a girls high school basketball game. It's canceled after anti-Semitic slurs hurled at the players. Okay, so it's two high schools, one in Yonkers. Well, the game was in Yonkers. It was canceled when players on the home team shot anti-Semitic slurs at their Jewish opponents, who needed security guards to escort them off the court to safety. They were playing high school basketball, and they had to have security guards escort them off the court to safety. The girls' varsity teams, one was from the Leffel School, and one was from Roosevelt High School. One was Roosevelt is a public school. Leffel School is a private Jewish school. And a Roosevelt player said to one of their opponents, "I support Hamas, you fucking Jew." You know, do you understand? I support Hamas. Do you know what that fucking means? The fact that people are calling them resistance fighters, they burned babies, they beheaded babies, they raped women, they killed entire families, okay? And you support Hamas? Okay. It says in the New York Post, from the outset, there was hostility and aggression with substantially more jabs and comments thrown at the players than what, this is what the a senior player said, more jabs and comments thrown at the players on our team than what I have experienced in the past, the senior player said. At the end of the third quarter, her teammates were getting injured by the rough plays, and players in the opposing team started shouting Free Palestine and other anti-Semitic slurs and curses at us. This is what the student says, who is, I guess, a senior. Her name's Robin Bosworth. "I have played a sport in every athletic season throughout my high school career, and I have never experienced this kind of hatred directed at one of my teams before. Instead of responding to hatred with more of the same, we chose to separate ourselves from the situation and leave with dignity and pride in who we are and what we believe in." This is not okay. It's not okay. It's awful. It's terrible. People need to be informed. Anti-Semitism is not okay. We've been through this before. Generations, every generation has dealt with this. This is happening in the United States of America. And people are saying things that they don't even know the meaning of. They don't even know what it means. This is ignorance, willful ignorance. The media is to blame as well. Hey everyone, I have a new sponsor and I love them. They're called OneSkin. OneSkin. And what is OneSkin? It is skincare. Skincare that is simple. I guess that's the perfect word. It's simple. It you don't have to put on 18,000 products while you're like dying to get in bed. OneSkin was founded by four PhDs dedicated to skin longevity. And this stuff proves you don't need a complicated routine to achieve better skin. Their supplements, they're topical, and they make it easy to help your skin stay younger and healthier without putting all that other shit, I said shit, on your face. And the secret of OneSkin is their OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of senescent, did you like that? Senescent cells, those little cells that contribute to skin aging. And the fewer amount of cells that they're called zombie cells, that means healthier, younger looking skin, fewer wrinkles, fewer lines, reduced age spots, natural barrier. And that is very important, especially now it's spring and summer and you're going to be out in the sun. So, you know, you love your skin, so do something for it. Return it the favor of having skin and treat it nicely. Does that make sense? Well, so I'm very excited about OneSkin and I haven't gotten my product yet, but I am really, really, really looking forward. So I'm going to be giving you an update on my skin, but you should do it with me. For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off their first OneSkin purchase using the code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, when you check out at oneskin.co. That's oneskin.co, and it's oneskin.co. You really, really need to invest in your skin. It's very important. So OneSkin, you're going to do this today. You're going to go to oneskin.co. It is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off using code JUDYGOLD at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code JUDYGOLD. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin. You're welcome. So they end the game. Okay. And the athletic director of the Roosevelt School, which is the public school, has apologized. And the principal apologized. And here's the thing. You want to know what the fallout is so far? Which I hope something happens. But the high school has booted the girls' basketball coach. So the basketball coach from Roosevelt is fired. The student who said, "I support Hamas, you fucking Jew," was kicked off the team. And that's it. That's it so far. Kicked off the team. Just kicked off the team. That's it. No other punishment. So here we are. It's like, you know, we hear about the rapes. We hear about, I don't even want to talk about it. It's so disgusting what they did to the women as they were raping them. I've seen, I don't know if you've seen, charred bodies. They would put babies in an oven while they're, you know, raping the mother. Like, this is beyond, it's beyond. And there are still hostages. There are hostages surrounding the founder, one of the founders of Hamas, who was a prisoner in Israel for being a terrorist and had a brain tumor and was saved by a Jewish doctor, was brought to the hospital, and a Jewish doctor saved his life. He was released in the Shalit, where they got Gilad Shalit back, and Israel gave back over 1,000 prisoners back to them. One of them was Yahya Sinwar, who is the mastermind behind this whole thing. He's the mastermind. The reason he has a mind is because of a Jewish doctor who saved him from his brain tumor. I'm sure I've spoken about this before. And he has now surrounded himself in the tunnel. He has surrounded himself with the hostages. So what are we supposed to do? You see these images, these horrible images. You see this reporting. There's rockets being thrown at Israel all the time. There's so many young Israeli soldiers dying. They're my kids' age. They're younger. Women, men, black, white. And that is not what gets reported. People need to fucking get informed and stop being hateful. And also, if you hate the Jews so much, as I've said before, then don't live with all the contributions we have made to the world, which is a lot. We've made a lot of contributions, which are a lot. I'm sorry. Throw your fucking cell phone out. All these medical engineering, like there's so many things that save lives that have come out of Israel. I just did a something for a gala for the Israel Cancer Research Fund, an amazing organization, really, really coming to a cure for cancer. So, you know, if you hate the Jews so much and you hate Israel, then perhaps if God forbid, you have cancer, then maybe you won't use the whatever came out of Israel to help cure you. It's awful. It's awful to watch this. It's awful to talk about anti-Semitism all the time, even though my mother would always talk about the anti-Semitism. You know, like it was constant. They hate us. Everyone hates us. They all hate us. They all, you know, so, and, you know, people just DMing me stuff about what's going on, like I don't know what's going on, like I don't understand what's happening in Israel and in Gaza. I read about it all the time. It's something I think about all the time. You don't have to DM me. I know what your opinion is, and you know what my opinion is, and yet you just want to shame me or change my opinion or whatever. You're not going to. This is what I believe. And I believe anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism, and I'm sick of both of them. Israel's not perfect, not perfect at all. Neither is the United States. And you know, when Syria, when they killed 500,000 Muslims, 500,000, no one was marching in the streets. Jews are getting attacked all the time for being Jewish. You don't even know what the Jewish person's opinion is. You just hate the Jews. So just fucking admit it and stop it. It's terrible. I wasn't going to go off on this, but, you know, it's not good. It's not good. So that's what I have to say this week. I also want to say my knee is doing really well. So they at PT, they're like, oh my God, I'm at 123 degrees. I think I'm a little more, I can bend it a little more. And I'm riding the bike. PT hurts so much. I have to take Tylenol before I go, but I'm walking normally. I can straighten my leg, which I haven't been able to do in years. I mean, I'm in pain all the time. And when the pain goes away, I'm going to feel really good. I hate the cold. That's another thing I have to say. I hate the cold. I see why people move to warm climates when they're my age. It's just, I'm so sick of it. I don't like it. Yes, I like wearing a sweater every now and then, but I could do that in a warm place where it's like 50 degrees at night. You know, I'm done with this shit. But I love New York. Anyway, so I don't know what else to tell you. This was definitely a rant. And, you know, I like to rant, but I also like to plug my dates. And so I'm going to do that now. So this Friday, January 12th, I'll be at City Winery in the Loft in New York City, Kirsten Michelle Sills will be opening for me. I love her. Then on the 13th, I will be going to the City Winery in Philadelphia, where Kirsten will be opening for me as well. January 19, January 20. I am at Off Cabot in Beverly, Massachusetts. So get your asses there if you live in the Beverly, Massachusetts, Boston area. Okay. Yeah. So that's, I'm getting a mammogram. I got a lot of stuff going on. But yeah, that's it. What else do I have coming up? Oh, well, Lisa's having a colonoscopy. We have to pick her up for that. Yeah. So it's going to be, a freezing cold January. And I'll be doing stand-up. So please come see me. I love you all. Thank you for listening. I just want peace. I really do want peace. I want this hate to go away. I want to feel safe. I don't want to feel, you know, sad. It's really sad. It's soul crushing. It's the people you thought were your friends who aren't, who don't like Jews. It's hard. It's hard. So, you know, be a little more mindful with what you're saying and do the fucking research. And go get the Hartford Courant, or Current, whatever the fuck it is, and read about my baby Ben. So that's it. I thank you all for listening. Next week, we have a great, great interview. You're going to be so excited. And I hope to see you in one of your comedy clubs near you soon. I'll be doing more shows for Israel. And I'll be doing just more shows for Judy Gold's bank account. So I hope to see you there. Thank you all so much for listening. This podcast is produced by Laura Vogel, is edited by Colin Schmeling, and marketed and everything else by Brittany Jo Sowards Richmond. And yeah, that's how we do it here. This is the last time I'm saying this. Happy New Year. And as we always say, so long!
This is the summer to expand your horizons. You've had enough staying home. You've had enough confinement. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky, smooth Tree Runner, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Dasher, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Whether you're traveling to the ends of the earth or settling in for a staycation, you need a shoe that's versatile enough to go with any outfit, durable enough to wear over any terrain, and lightweight enough to make packing a breeze. Being made from insanely comfortable, breezy eucalyptus fiber is a plus, too. When you wear Allbirds tree shoes, you're in vacation mode before you even leave the house. They're the only shoes your suitcase needs. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair of Tree Dashers, Runners, Pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.